Om Shanti. Today is 4th September 2025. Bhog was just offered on Sadguruvar in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll now listen to the Bhog message via Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? Baba was looking at a scene at a far distance. In one area there was a very beautiful atmosphere. In another area there was a lot of upheaval, chaos. In another area devotees were calling out to God. In some areas people were running in sorrow, running helter-skelter in sorrow. So observing these scenes, Baba was feeling a lot of compassion for them. In one area, I saw a very beautiful room-like structure. It's in one area of this room, there was ignited light, very beautiful rays of light were emerging from this lamp. In another area of the room, there was one main light and many little lights ignited. And in the third area, third corner, there was a very elevated, powerful source of light. Baba was observing this as well. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, "Come, child." I asked Baba, "Baba, what were you looking at today?" On one hand, Baba was observing the status of the world, fear, peacelessness, lamentation, calling out. So that is the state of the world. Some places there are chaos, there's chaos, upheaval, people are crying out in desperation and sorrow. In other areas, people want to do something, they want to accomplish something. But more they try to help situations, it worsens. On the other hand, Baba was looking at his own Brahmin children. Baba saw that some children are just like a single Deepak, a single lamp, and some have moved on from that and become a powerful light, and there are some who are helping make the gathering very strong and united, and they're enabling others to also experience and receive that power. But sometimes the children's yoga is connected with the main powerhouse. Sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's medium, sometimes it's very less. And so I see that my children, Baba was saying, my Brahmin children also, their stage also fluctuates. Sometimes their light is strong, sometimes medium, sometimes less, and sometimes they have good experiences, sometimes less. Baba has bestowed the task of world transformation onto the Brahmin children, and so sometimes they're able to do it, sometimes they become slack in that task. Baba emerged all the Brahmin children in front of him and said, "Look at the world, look at the entire world and see what you have to do." Baba sees the children, the Brahmin children, in the form of their dearly beloved deity form, The world also sees you in that form, so what do you need to do now? Baba then told the children, go out into the world and carry out this task. So everyone transformed into their angelic form, and each one was carrying a light which was in the form of a torch. So as they set out to serve the world, we noticed that there was a fluctuation, a difference in each one's torch. So Baba asked, do you know why there's this difference in the torch, in each one's light? Baba has given each one same kind of torch, same kind of light. But what happens is sometimes the children are flying high in their efforts, but they come down in their self-respect. And so whatever power the father has given, that begins to weaken. So what does Baba wish to see? Baba doesn't want any child to ever come down in their self-respect, come down from that stage of their self-respect. The children want to glorify the world, the father in the world. So Baba also wants to glorify the children, reveal the children in the world, but the children come down from their self-respect again and again. Baba again raised his hand of blessings. Everyone again transformed in their angelic form. And as they paid more attention and set out to spread light, many people, many souls of the world were having good experiences. Wherever there was chaos, that was settling. The devotees were getting experiences from their beloved deities, and they were feeling as though someone is listening to our calls. Baba then continued saying, now is the time that souls of the world should have the experience that there is someone who is our protector, there is someone who is listening to our calls, there is someone to give us experiences. For only then will Baba be glorified in the world and the task of world transformation will take place. So again, Baba showed that room which had the different kinds of lights in different corners. Baba transformed all those lights into sparkling stars. And the light that was emerging from these stars was so beautiful. Baba then said, now is the time to spread rays of light throughout the world and for the transformation of the world. You children have to pay special attention to your inner stage and help others experience God's attainments. I then asked Baba, what do we need to do to stabilize ourselves in our original stage? Baba then said, for that, always remain happy that you have found Baba, you have found everything. Baba is my entire world. Baba himself is our backbone. And then Baba showed the children the entire world in front of them. So it was though Baba was sure indicating that Baba is your entire world. Remember that. So more delicate times are coming. In order to protect yourselves in these situations, remember that Baba alone is your entire world. So before I could say anything further, Baba said on his own that Baba is very happy that Baba has invited such a group for their bhatti in Pandavabhavan. They've come from such an area, such a place in India, Patna, where all the seniors, the Maharathis of the Yajna have visited and served. So the foundation of the Yajna, our dadis have served that area, Patna, very well in the early days. And they have sown such seeds, so such that a very beautiful garden, a spiritual garden has been created. Baba then showed a beautiful garden and emerged all these children from Patna, Bihar. So all of them were emerged in front of Baba. Baba was showering them with a lot of love. And Baba was swinging them in the swing of happiness. Baba said, Baba has great pride in such children. I then shared other messages for those who had specially offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave remembrances in return, I then returned to the corporeal world. Om Shanti.